Welcome everyone to today's committee meeting. Today's Tuesday, November 30th, and we are here to discuss the agenda in which was sent out prior to the meeting. This agenda was sent out to not only the committee but everyone that's actively in the program, you know, to be able to not so much participate but be able to listen in, and if they have anything to say during open forum, they certainly can. We're going to get started now, and we will do an attendance. So I will start with myself. Tyrell Sampson is present. Zachary Moore, are you present?
I am present.
Okay, and I think that's all I should anticipate on this call from the administration. So I'll go down to the committee. Committee Chairman Frank Roberts, present?
Present.
Randy Altergott, Vice Chairman?
Yep.
Okay. Keith Haley? Amos Fatorma? Shelley McDermott?
Yes.
Carmela Ferreira?
Present.
Rich Braccia?
I'm here.
Alternate Dave Pelagi?
I'm here.
And alternate Angel Torres? Okay, so we do have a quorum, so we will be able to get right into the next agenda item. We need approval of the minutes of the last two meetings, September 14th and November 10th, 2021's meetings. Chairman?
I'd like to call for someone to make a motion to accept the minutes of those two meetings.
This is Carmelo. I make a motion to...
Go ahead,
Carmelo. I make the motion to accept the minutes.
Then do I have a second?
Randy makes a second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say no. Motion carries. Go ahead, Tyra.
All right, thank you. So let's get into the budget update. So as to date, we currently have $1.7 million. Did someone just join before I go into the budget?
It's Amos.
Amos, okay.
Go ahead. 1 o'clock.
Okay. Amos, if you can just mute your phone, should you find the need. Thank you. Budget update. At the date, we have $1.7 million in the account. That is approximately, I don't know, about $700,000 more than I think last time this year, if I'm not mistaken. We were roughly hindering right around the million mark. So the account is starting to increase. Average vending commissions have increased on average about $35,000 a month in comparison to last year. So, you know, with that being said, obviously the reason for the increase is because there's a lot minimal expenditure. You know, we're not expending out much in the program at this time. And so with that, that's a good sign. But, you know, in talking to the chairman earlier this week, I do feel the need to let everyone know that, you know, these times are much different than they were 10 and 15 years ago, in which, you know, we had steadfast carryovers of somewhere around $5 million, $4 million on average. These times, after unfortunately having $600,000 removed from our account through the statewide, I guess you want to call it reduction or need to fund the state, it's always been a concern on how much money you truly want to be able to carry into your account year by year. You know, I'm not saying that we're in a great space. I'm saying we're definitely in a good space financially. However, as weird as it sounds, it concerns me if we keep going up and not utilizing all of the dollars to our max capacity and availability, because there could easily be another sweep of account funds in which we have no control over when the state starts to look at the fiscal projections and budget years ahead. So I like where we are, but again, I think the goal for the program is not to see how much money we can save, but it's to obviously offer as much opportunity to you all and to the program as we can within our allowance and what our funds will allow to us to do. So, you know, having this money doesn't mean I can cut any operator a check for anything. We still have, obviously, rules and regulations that we must follow. However, it does give us, you know, some flexibility should there be a need to potentially expend in areas to provide opportunities in which we are pretty certain would be bring value to an operator moving forward. So I just wanted to let you all know that the budget to date, and again, it could change, you know, month to month or for whatever apparent reason through any type of guidelines or financial withdrawals, but at to date we seem to be doing well, so I'm pleased with the funds that are in the account. Anyone have any questions in regards to the budget committee?
No.
Okay. All right, so we can move on into business reports. I added business reports to the agenda because I just wanted to let those folks know, and you all know as well, I'm in the process of modifying business reports to assist operators who have transitioned to the micro-market partnership with Servomation. Obviously, Servomation's reporting is already essentially set up for their realm of business, so for us, it's our goal to kind of mirror or adopt a business report that's kind of reflective to the way Servomation is currently operating and acknowledging the business sales. So there will be a modified business report. I know there's been questions. I know Shelley's had questions in regards to reporting and other operators that have teamed up with Servomation. So I am actively working on that and expect to have that modified and sent out soon. In addition, now is the time for me. December is the month of RSA report. That's pretty rigorous. It's pretty detailed, and I'm working with Cisco sometime starting next week to get on the ball with during our federal reporting for this previous fiscal period. So I will be extremely busy here on out. just getting that together. So anyone that has business reports, and I also put this on the agenda because I know, Chairman, you wanted to have everyone included on these calls. So, you know, thinking that there may have been more people on the call, I just want to let everyone know I need business reports in regardless of you being actively operating. But if you are an active operator at a facility, you still have to submit in just zeros acknowledging that your facility was not open, so we can make sure it's very transparent to RSA as to the facilities that remain active under our realm of responsibility.
The modified business report, is that going to be modified everyone or just those working with Servomation?
Please clarify
just
who's speaking.
Those that are working with Servomation. It's going to... I have to get exactly what information from Servomation.
Apologies, I need to interrupt. I need clarity on who's speaking and who asked the question.
Sorry, that was Frank Roberts. Okay. So this is more or less to mirror Servomation's modification need. But, I mean, you know, when we come to the point of how much is required to be modified, if it's significant, and it still provides the information that we need, then certainly, Frank, you know, I have no problem, you know, forwarding it to you, and you can use it as well going forward if you find that, you know, the need, or if you find that it's just easier to report at your micro-market responsibility. I have no opposition to that. But I got to see what exactly Servomation is going to provide. And for all I know, they could potentially be providing everything that we currently, you know, need. So this may not be an issue, but in case, I think from my perspective, I'm looking at it that Servomation may not be able to provide in a font legible for an operator to see. They may send something over, you know, through PDF or something that just does not work for the operator. So I want to make sure that we provide all we can to the operators at Partner. Now we can go in. Yes.
Can I just ask a question? This is Carmella.
Yes, sure.
If we're closed, can we do the business reports through the end of the year at zero? Can we do them in advance? Because it's going to be zero. Like, if we
right.
have to get everything updated, can I just go ahead and do it through the end of the year? Or I can't do it in advance?
No, you can, but Carmella, for your and anyone that operated a DMV, you're not considered closed. That's just no longer an opportunity. So your business report should reflect to the period and when the DMV has acknowledged that there's no longer resumption opportunity. So, like for the federal report, I can't list your location as an active operation because it's no longer an active operation. This is just for those that, and there's only, I believe, maybe two, maybe three operators who remain home, but whom actually still have an active operation, just not the volume to resume yet. They've been notified. So for those individuals, they would still list zero during the month until they resume.
Okay. Thank you.
Alright, so we can move into new business and active operators. You know, obviously we've hit a time where I don't think anyone on this call has ever gone through, and I'm pretty sure the program has ever gone through a pandemic. Obviously, this has wreaked havoc to operators in many different ways. One where, you know, either your facility was closed for a long period of time, and to my last point to Carmella, unfortunately, some locations have permanently closed. With that, you know, there's the definition of active operator in the state regulations, which essentially states that if you have a facility and you're assigned to it, then you're technically an active operator. If you don't have a facility, then you're not an active operator. While factoring COVID as being the cause, and, you know, no fault of anyone who lost their facility, I try to come up with a thought that I think is fair to allow operators some time to either resume, if there's any opportunity within our program, without losing their space or their insurance, should any of those operators have insurance with our program. I think realistically, I don't believe there's any other program or in any work situation where you essentially lose your job, that employer would keep you on, you know, until just whenever you make the determination. So, you know, I struggled with thinking of something that I thought was fair, with just giving those operators, and it's not even the existing operators, it could be operators in the future. We're not over COVID yet. In fact, you know, I just received notification there's an operator who actually just caught COVID. So it's not over, vaccinated, I may add. So it's very prevalent, and it's here for a while. So with that being said, I think in fairness, as we try to pick up our, you know, from COVID, I thought that offering any operator, and it would start from today if the committee votes in favor of this, any operator going forward who loses their facility of no fault of their own would be allowed to stay on, I don't want to call it active status, but be allowed to stay within the program in a capacity where their position on the promotion and transfer would remain, as well as their insurance opportunity or to resume insurance should they have it, for 4 months from the date of the acknowledgement of which the facility has, you know, decided to either A, not allow us to resume, or B, we find that it's just not a viable opportunity anymore, and so we, you know, remove ourselves from that location in its entirety. I think it's fair. I don't think you'll be able to find anyone that would, you know, pay someone's insurance for that period, as well as I think it allows operators to, you know, really, really either assess the value of our program to them for a period of time, and then also it kind of just moves a person's mental to say, okay, now it's time for me to either, you know, seek other employment opportunity in other areas. I think it's very easy, and I'm not speaking in regards to anybody, but I do know it's very easy to stay stagnant and complacent when you're not forced to move on. And, you know, and I think it doesn't, it only does good for a person if you're forcing them to either move on or actively look for some other opportunity, should we have one in the program, to kind of continue on. So I wanted to propose to the committee a 4-month rule for any operator who, by no fault of their own, loses their facility or decides that this is just not a viable location going forward, and I want, and, you know, and the agency is forced to cease our agreement with the entity in which we partnered with to provide opportunity.
Tyrell, this is. I have a question. When you say pay insurance, you mean also the premium part for the actual operator as well? They don't have to reimburse the agency, so everything 100%.
So no. So essentially, what I'm saying is, any operator who has active insurance now, right? Mm-hmm. They would still be responsible for paying their monthly premium, but essentially, what I'm and this is an offer. I mean, let me be clear. This is an offer. What I'm offering to do is to continue to allow an operator 4 months of continued health insurance benefit uninterrupted while they, A, assess to see if there's any other opportunity within our program, or B, you know, are actively looking outside of our program for other opportunities. I think that's fair. And so if the committee should agree, then anyone who has lost their insurance prior to today's proposal, I would say that it would start today for those operators, and then going forward, any operator, say an operator loses their facility opportunity in May, then it would start in May for that operator and moving forward.
Okay, no, thank you for the clarity. I understand now.
Yep. Yeah.
I find that very fair. Is there any discussion on the subject before I take it to a vote? Okay, can I have someone make a motion then?
I, Brandy, make a motion to put a 4-month offer on the table for operators to lose their sites due to no fault of their own to continue with their insurance for the 4 months.
Insurance,
have a second.
Promotion to transfer?
Yeah.
Yes, and remain promotion transfer.
Yes, and time for them to assess where they want to go moving forward. I shall second the same motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Motion carried.
Okay. Next on the agenda, micro-market transition update. So, as to date, we have transitioned, we've transitioned 5 locations. I know Shelley's Place was already active as a micro-market, but she partnered with Servomation. In addition, it actually moved from one space into another. As to date, I've received positive feedback. Obviously, there's the day-to-day hiccups as far as trying to really fine-tune peaks of interest in each building. So, you know, between the operator, the agency, and in the buildings, I think we have good dialogue going on with Servomation to kind of address any issues of concern, as well as listen to their thoughts in regards to what they're seeing when they're providing the service, the partnership with the operator. It seems fresh food is going well. We're fine-tuning that because I think it's going maybe too well in some locations because we do find ourselves short in food at times. But this is obviously, as weird as it says, this is a good problem. All right. I mean, it's better to see that you're short than personally seeing Servomation throwing food out.
Can I have everybody pause? Can we just make sure that our lines are muted because it's very difficult to hear right now.
Okay. Yes, please mute your phone if you're not prepared to speak or respond to each agenda item. Thanks, Zach. So, yes, I'd say that right now we're getting good feedback from Servomation, and overall I think we're pretty pleased. Like I said, there's some tightening up to do, but nothing that can't be done. And Servomation has been very good with being responsive to our requests. So, please, anyone have anything they want to chime in or talk about in regards to the micro-market?
This is Frank. I just want to mention something. I mean, I was hoping I was going to have a little more of an audience, so please pass on to the other third-party micro-market operators that I think Tyrell has given us a great opportunity to have opportunities for operators to go to work with this third-party micro-market idea. 2 days appearance is a minimum, but as we know, business owners, doing the minimum is not enough. So I hope everyone involved in this makes sure they make sure they're the face of the business and do whatever they can to contribute to the success of the business, because we do not want to appear like a charity case. And if you just pop your head in there a couple times a week, that's exactly what you're going to look like. And that's not what our program is about. So I just ask you to put forth the effort to take advantage of the opportunity given.
Yeah, correct. Appreciate that, Frank. And to piggyback off of Chairman Frank, I think the reality is I'm getting good feedback from those operators who are able to attend. I know a couple of operators do attend just about daily, but the goal is not just to provide these opportunities and to the chairman's point, to just show up, but it's to constantly think about how to increase business. So, you know, essentially how I look at these micro markets is it was nice to be able to have Servomation agree to partner with our operators to provide the opportunity. Now we have the partnership established. We have Servomation who is extremely lenient and willing to work with us. So now that once we kind of like fine tune our position as a micro market, the goal is to now bump it up. I'm adamant on bumping these micro markets up. You know, I want to take these micro markets to the max. You know, the Randolph-Shepherd priority isn't just allowing food opportunity, but it allows that us to have first right opportunity in a space in a building. So essentially, it doesn't have to just stop with food. We have a kiosk. That is your cashier now, and that's how it has to be viewed. And so there's other things that Servomation is willing to allow us to essentially sell through their platform, and I want to be able to maximize that. I want operators to see bigger than just the small food items, because essentially the kiosk is a cashier, and Servomation's position is, what do you want to sell? Tell me the cost, tell me the price, and we'll put it in the kiosk, and they'll allow that as the pass-through. So to the chairman's point, you know, the more you invest time-wise and really, you know, work on trying to think outside the box, the greater your profitability can be from the base level offering that Servomation has provided us. So, yes, there's still a lot of work to do, and I speak to the field reps all the time. and that this is not just an opportunity where we're just going to pop in, show our face, and pop out. This isn't. I want the field reps to, you know, work with the operators to come up with increased ideas. Once we kind of, you know, clean up the turbulence, the turbulence that we currently are going through on in certain areas. But once that's smoothed out, it's time to take it up another level. You know, and that's what I expect and hope to see out of each market going forward. So, but overall, very pleased with it. With that said, we can jump into operator insurance. You know, I've been in the program quite a while. I don't want to call myself a dinosaur, but I'm getting there. And throughout my period, I've seen insurance, you know, obviously be offered to everyone that's won, that has requested insurance. And over throughout the years, I've seen insurance get so far behind where, unfortunately, when that operator leaves, it forces us to have to go to collections on that operator because they never made good to their prior debt. Let me just start off by saying, any debt accrued with the agency, whether it's insurance, whether it's initial inventory, whatever you borrow, because essentially that's what it is, right? Because insurance, we pay up front, you're paying a portion of that back. Your inventory, we pay up front, you pay it back. Anything that our agency cuts a check for, you will always be on the hook for. And unfortunately, you know, you can stop and not pay your insurance and just say, you know, take me off. Well, whatever you accrued up to that point, you still owe. So it's, you know, it's not anything where, you know, you're forgiven because you're no longer taking it. You still owe it. So with that being said, I've watched, and trust me, I completely understand what COVID has done for many people. But some people's insurance in the program has gotten way out of hand, financially way out of hand. And so now it's time to just tighten up and clean up and make people responsible for carrying insurance. So with that said, I'm proposing any operator who's not up to date with their insurance payment or doesn't immediately set up a payment agreement by January 2nd, 2022, with myself, in which they must adhere to whatever that plan or agreement is, will have their insurance canceled. And they won't be able to take part of this group insurance until they pay all their prior debt, insurance debt off, and they'll have to wait until the upcoming insurance enrollment period. I think it's fair. I think, you know, again, it may sound hard, but when I tell you, it's only to benefit you that we start putting parameters and start really cleaning up some of this prior debt, because I get monthly deposits from past operators who are getting payments intercepted, ERS, and deposited into our program's account because of past debt that they walked away from. You cannot walk away from a Connecticut debt, I assure you. So, you know, I'd rather stop the bleeding on the forefront than allow you to continue to bury yourself in a hole that will ruin your life or you know, really, truly disrupt your future because of past debt that you just never made good on. So my proposal is anyone who has past debt, and I will send acknowledgement to those operators, and I would say that anyone that has outstanding insurance beyond 2 months, and I think that's fair, beyond 2 months, will receive a notification that they must either catch up in its entirety or come up with a payment plan that, you know, essentially I agree to and that they adhere to afterwards to keep their insurance. It's important, you know, because if not, again, it's not doing you any good by just taking something and not good to it. So that's my proposal to the committee.
This is Frank. I think that's very fair. You did not even mention the fact that the operator is only paying a small portion. Our funds are being taken out for the rest of the portion, which is the majority of it. So if there's any discussion or if someone wants to make a motion.